some boneheads around here, man. 5 o'clock in the Southland.
They kick a little ass.
I mean, you're very upset.
Well, I just think that we should keep streaming on YouTube while we're not on the app.
I would agree.
That's not their fault.
Yeah.
But we should have thought this out.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to
This
need
is like
you.
How you started the show.
Just unprepared?
No, no, no. I'm just saying you were fired up about something. I'm not
I mean,
mad
do
at
you.
Josh.
Have a YouTube channel?
I love Josh.
I do.
Put him on. Put us on right now.
Can I put you guys on my YouTube channel?
Yeah, why not?
I'll tell you this. I got a lot more subscribers than the radio
station does.
Whoa. We didn't need to do that. Oh, well, I'm just saying it would be good for us.
No, Josh got to go home, but that's not Josh's fault.
Why
we should have prepared for this.
Start a bootleg one.
That's why I was encouraging everybody to please subscribe, because I'm telling you right now that the best part about YouTube is when you get that push notification. Hey, there's Super Cross. Oh, there is? Cool. Click. I'm in. It's very good. It's a good tool.
Should we switch the music to therapy music again? You guys
and I tried some of that popcorn, and now it's in my throat. 5 o'clock at the Southland. It is Shinato and Kappa Live Imaging Tuesday. It's time for What You Need to Know.
It is. It's time for What You Need to Know. Let's do this.
George.
Yeah, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times.
Take it away, Producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher.
Wow. No, there's no enthusiasm there today.
Come on, Lindsay. What You Need to Know.
Super excited.
All right, so we mentioned yesterday.
Everybody's in such a bad mood.
I know, what happened?
No, not everybody.
I'm not in a bad mood.
I'm not in a bad mood.
We're all in a great mood. I think it's just Chris.
Yeah, Chris is really in a bad
mood. My neck.
In retrospect.
Oh,
my neck.
Show me where it hurts.
There's a song by Engelbert Humperdinck. Tell me where it hurts.
Let me see where it hurts. I'm going to rub it out.
Okay.
It's a drop.
Yes, that is. It's time for What You Need to Know. Take it away, Producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher.
Super excited.
So, we mentioned yesterday that Saturday was Ludacris's birthday.
Luda!
And you might remember that Luda's third album was the successful Chicken and Beer. And in 2016, he opened a restaurant at the Atlanta airport by the same name. And now, he is opening a new location at LAX.
Oh,
Ludacris's second Chicken and Beer restaurant will be located inside Terminal 3 at LAX. It's expected to open sometime next year, and when it does, customers can expect plenty of Southern-style comfort food and locally sourced beers. So that's what you need to know.
I like that. What terminal did you say?
Terminal 3.
Mm. Terminal 3 is the new Delta terminal. Yeah. It's been expanded. It's nice. They could use some stuff in there. Terminal 7 is actually the United one. It's got actually the best restaurants.
That's where I'm going. I'm going Thursday night. That's why this Saturday I can't go to the Sunset Room. Can't go to the Sunset Room for those burgers.
He's coming in Thursday because he's going out of LAX.
But I figure what I would do is I would get done with the show, then cruise down to LAX, maybe catch the second half of the Chiefs beating the Chargers, and then I'll get on the plane and I'll fly.
Are you going to leave your credit card number or something, buy a few rounds of drinks for Saturday night on the side of the account?
It's not a bad idea.
I think it's the least you could do for my birthday.
You know what you should do?
Frankly.
You should get one of those T-shirts that has the QR code, and then you post it on social media, and you say, hey, buy Chris a drink for his birthday, and the people with their QR code send money.
No, I don't need that. I just need you to kick in.
You want me to put some drinks on my tab?
I think it's Beto money. You can give Chris money.
What's Beto done for you? I was the one telling Sedano this would all work out a year and a half ago, where he's like, we got to get rid of this guy.
Yeah. That's not true.
Whoa.
That's what you were saying about somebody else that's not here anymore?
No, no.
Oh. Me? Oh, me. Let me see where the neck hurts. I want to fix this neck.
It's in here, but my trigger point therapist couldn't even do it. So now I don't know what to do next.
His neck and his back.
Go to my chiropractor. They're not crazy.
But should I go to a chiropractor when I got a giant knot?
No, you need a masseuse.
I kind of had that.
I told him to go get...
you said acupuncture.
Acupuncture,
but I don't know if that's good for a knot.
Here's what you need. Let me tell you what you need.
You need...
You need ART. A-R-T.
What's that?
Do you know what that is?
What?
No.
That is active release therapy. Okay? Mm-hmm. That is what you need. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you're going to hear me say active release therapy, and you're going to think something sick.
Are you doing Clapper vision right now?
Right?
Nobody thought that.
This is Kaplan vision, okay?
Absolutely.
How
no
are
one.
You? Right? Active release therapy.
Uh-huh.
It is the most painful, but yet most effective course of action for a giant knot like you have.
But isn't that what I did last night with my trigger point therapist?
No, no, no.
Oh.
Active release therapy is when the therapist takes his or her thumbs and pretty much jams them through your neck.
Yes, this is what I did yesterday, and it still didn't. That's what I do with my trigger point guy.
Let me feel this thing. Hold on.
Are you gonna? What are you gonna?
Somebody needs video of this. Our social team, they had to go home.
Yeah.
It's only afternoon drive in LA.
Right there. See, right there.
It's only afternoon drive in LA, guys.
Yeah, Chris is talking about you. Chris.
Let me see where. Show me where.
Laura's putting it on.
Hold on.
Late Night with Laura.
All right, show me where it hurts.
Okay, right here.
I feel like this
right here's a big knot.
Yeah.
Okay. You feel that?
Yeah.
You can feel that.
Yeah.
Oh, it does feel nice.
Oh, look at that.
And then it's really deep into the neck.
Yeah.
Show me where in the neck.
Right in there.
Yeah. Oh! Oh my God!
Ew, that sounded so nasty.
I don't know if that was my neck or his hand, honestly.
That was your neck.
Whatever that was sounded awful.
All right, we can take a break for a little while.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
All right, he's done, Kevin. He's done.
Oh, am I done with him?
Yeah.
That did help.
Yeah. Yeah. You see that?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Laura, can you do that and just see if on the audio from that particular moment, if we could hear the neck crack?
That was good.
Because that crack...
I'll tell you what, it did help.
In our ears?
Oh, yeah, you can hear it.
It was loud as the mother. You know?
Really?
Yes. I'll tell you this.
Yes.
The neck is still tight. It's a little bit looser, but I've had a massive headache in the front.
Yeah.
And that's gone
In the frontal lobe.
In the frontal lobe.
Yeah.
The lobe.
Something weird, though, has happened. I don't know what happened during that. Your eyes seemed crossed now. They seem like your right eye is looking at me and your left eye is looking at Sedano. Something's going on here now.
I mean, that did help. Yeah. Can we do another session?
Yeah, we can.
Let me just...
Now, if I put you on the ground and I dig an elbow into it.
Oh, my God.
Then we got, or better yet, I got a better idea. Put you on the ground. Let me throw a heel into it.
Okay.
Let me put a heel right into your neck.
I'm fine with it, but you can't kill me.
I'm not going to kill you.
Or handicap me. I don't.
No, I'm just going to hurt you a little bit.
Because if you handicap me, then just take me out.
No. No, I'm hurting you.
I was terrified for you. When I heard that crack.
These are hands of a chiropractor here.
Yeah.
Not a trained chiropractor, not someone who went to school for chiropractic.
Correct.
But the hands of a healer.
Laura's going to have the best clip coming out of her social media from today.
Yeah, she is.
Good for her. At Unique in Twitter, on Twitter and Instagram.
Were you able to hear the crack on your video?
Oh, yeah, you can hear it.
For real?
I'm going to send it to me myself and then pull the audio.
No, you got to pull the audio because I want to hear what it sounded like on the air for like the audience. We can just play that like constantly. Speaking of playing some audio, Mike Martz, former Rams coach when they were in St. Louis, after Dig for Meal.
Greatest show on turf.
Right. How would you assess him? Like, how would you assess him as a personality?
He's a little strange.
Prickly.
Good word.
Yeah.
Yes, he's a little strange at times.
Yeah. Eccentric?
Perhaps.
Yeah. Aloof, maybe even?
Okay, I'll go there.
Yeah. So he, and maybe a little blunt, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So he's on the 33rd Team podcast.
What's
which
that?
It's like a Mike Tannenbaum and those guys.
Oh,
they,
all right.
They do their own podcast.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a podcast.
Yeah,
now, you know,
of course.
I mean, yeah.
Including me.
Yeah, I mean, right, the CappyCast.
Right.
So...
We're into 505 episodes.
Yeah, the CappyCast. I ain't mad at you.
No, it's cool.
So that's actually a way better name than you should call it the CappyCast.
Never thought of that.
Yeah,
never thought of that.
CappyCast. So
it's Mike, a good idea.
Mike Martz was on this 33rd Team podcast and went in on the kid you and I were talking about yesterday, the Niners, Trey Lance.
Well, this was Overreaction Monday yesterday, and I overreacted and said he's done.
Yeah, you said he's done.
Yeah,
well, Mike Martz apparently heard you, and he stole your shtick.
Really?
Here you go.
I've never seen anything about this kid that was encouraging at all. I'd like to know what he does so well, because he's not a great passer, doesn't have good skills. Misses easy throws. I know this. He can only go up. He can only get better because you can't get any worse than what he did today. I've never liked him. I still don't like him.
Oh, I mean, he crushed him.
I mean, really. The good news for Trey Lance is that we have to know, A, how many people are listening to the 33rd Team podcast, and B...
More people now.
And B, how many people really take Mike Martz seriously?
That's a great... The second part, I don't know. Actually, I don't know either answer, to be honest with you. I don't know how many people are listening.
He was trending on Twitter for a while today.
He was trending. Yeah.
Mike Martz was?
Yeah, this clip.
Yeah,
this
because
clip.
Of this clip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You guys got to play it again. Listen to those dance beds that were in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Dance
I've
music.
Never seen anything about this kid that was encouraging at all. I'd like to know what he does so well, because he's not a great passer, doesn't have good skills, misses easy throws. I know this. He can only go up. He can only get better, because you can't get any worse than what he did today. I've never liked him. I still don't like him.
So it's funny, Chris, that the beats in the background, the house music they've got, it's like daytime pool party / then eventually like, you know, when the club opens at night just for the loungy part of it.
Yeah, it's the lounge.
It kind of transitions into the lounge. Like that's kind of the music.
Maybe they were thinking to themselves, he is so uncool.
That we needed to make it more hip.
We got to try and make this thing sound
younger. Is that
younger?
Under the whole podcast? You think?
I don't know.
Yeah. No, they usually just put those under like the clips they share on social, which I don't like how they places do that. It's like, just leave the clip, you know?
Yeah, the clip stands on its own. Yeah.
Mike Martz, man. I haven't heard from him or seen that guy in years.
He took your take and like turned it on its head.
Yeah. I mean, mine was just supposed to be an overreaction on a Monday after a game, which, by the way, let's face it, that game that he played in, because Chris, I know you saw this game because you watched all
that
the games.
That game was fun to watch, though, even though it was like...
Talking about the Niners Bears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the rain stuff and the guys like splashing all over the field, that was fun to watch for a little bit.
Yeah, unless you were playing in it, of course, then it wasn't so fun,
But I don't care. I'm at my house on the couch.
But
we were watching football. That's part of our jobs.
Your job, right.
Yeah. Right. You were, you know, Rachel was in your ear. Why are you watching so much football?
Yeah. Actually, you guys will get a big kick out of this. I think I told you that we went to a bar, a sports bar, to watch all the games. And one of my buddies showed up, the mayor of Cabo showed up with his baby. And she got all goo-goo gaga on the baby. And typical, she's holding the baby. She rocks the baby to sleep. Baby's in her arms sleeping. What does she do? She goes over to the table and is sipping on her Moscow Mule while she's sitting there holding the child in her arms. Turned out to be a great picture. Good photo op. But Mike Martz, where's he been? I mean,
hanging out.
He hadn't been in football in probably 20 years.
Maybe like 10. But
I mean, I know he got let go by
he was on somebody's staff not that long ago.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I mean, I really don't.
Yeah.
So look.
I mean, just because you don't remember.
Well, you can't watch football at a sports bar for our job.
Really?
You gotta
watch
it at home.
Really?
Yeah.
So you
I
can
agree.
Hear the play by play. You can hear what the announcers are saying.
Well, I did hear the play by play, and I because what
he was the Bears offensive coordinator 10 years ago.
No.
Okay, so 10 years. Yeah. I mean, those were tough conditions to play in, and it's your very first start in the NFL, like where you're the season opening starter.
And the kid had only 318 attempts in his college career at North Dakota State.
Yeah, listen, if you are Kyle Shanahan and you are John Lynch, you had to expect some growing pains. You could not have expected that he's going to come out and be an all-pro quarterback in game one. But it is interesting. If you were today, just for the goof of it all, to look at the standings in the NFC West.
Right?
You've got Seattle 1-0, Arizona 0-1, the Rams 0-1, and who am I missing? Somebody else is 0-1.
The Rams,
Arizona.
And the Niners.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Niners.
The team we were just talking about.
Right, them. Yeah. Yes. Right.
Yeah. Seattle is 1-0.
Yes, that was
first place in the division.
Point. Right.
Yeah.
1-0, 0-1, 0-1, 0-1.
Yeah.
Never would have thought that Seattle would be the team leading the division after 1 week.
Yeah.
But it's not Overreaction Tuesday. If it was Overreaction Monday, I'd say that Seattle was going to win the Super Bowl.
It's Turn It Down Tuesday.
Turn it down a notch?
Like your take, yeah.
Yeah, turn it down.
Bring it back.
Right. Trey Lance going to be fine. Yesterday he was done.
Yeah.
Today he's going to be fine.
Well, but now Mike Martz, you feel like, do you need to top Mike Martz?
Nah.
Or do you need to turn it down a little bit?
Nah, Mike Martz heard what I said yesterday. He's done. He's toast.
Yeah.
And then Mike Martz went all in. I don't like that guy.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He goes, I don't like that kid. Never liked him.
Oh, my God. I mean, he went, like, personal. It felt like.
Right. Yeah. Like, he didn't say, like, hey, as a scout, when I studied his film, based on his footwork and his arm strength and his read of the defense, I didn't really like his skills.
Like, I never liked him.
Yeah, I don't like that guy. Bad guy.
Well, he didn't do that.
Well, pretty much that's what it sounded like to me.
I mean, Mike Martz, though, is the guy who, like, when the grandchildren come to the house, like, he's just like, don't bug me, kid.
Get him away from me.
Yeah, don't bug me.
Get him away.
Laura just posted, I haven't heard the sound, but I can see the video. My face turns red when that crack happens.
Yeah, like a tomato.
Because that's the release.
Yeah.
The release of all the heat.
Now, do we have the audio, Laura?
We're working on it once.
Okay, so we'll do it on the other side. All right, we'll do it on the other side. But real quick, all this week on Sedano and Cap, we're giving away passes to the behind-the-scenes immersive tour of SoFi Stadium. Get an exclusive look at the area's stadium, okay, of course. Or all the areas, excuse me, of the stadium.
That's you okay, man?
Should do. What happened, Chris? You okay?
I know, I'm worried about his neck now.
No, it's fine. Do the read. I didn't say anything.
Oh, because he...
Why did you laugh? I thought that you were hurt. I thought that I injured you.
No, yeah. I'm waiting for the next one.
Anyway, all right. All this week here on Sedano Cab, we're giving away passes for the behind-the-scenes immersive tour of SoFi Stadium. Get an exclusive look at all the areas of the stadium, including the team locker rooms, premium suites, post-game interview room, and you can run through the players' tunnel and more. Maybe even kick a field goal where Cappy kicked. Listen throughout the show all day and all week, as a matter of fact, for your chance to win. We'll give away a set of passes for this at some point before the end of the show today. All right, coming up next, I want to get into a conversation. There was a roundtable on the LA Times, Cappy, about the quarterbacks here in Southern California. I want you to get a little inside look at what the folks at the LA Times were thinking, because I think you and I will have an interesting conversation about it.
Okay,
let's just say your ex-wife was involved.
Okay, I'm curious.
Yeah, so we'll get to that coming up in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Dotto and Cap, live imaging Tuesday. Yes, indeed. You remember the song. On this day in 2015, One Hit Wonder, Take Me to Church was released by, was it Hoser?
It was Hoser, yeah.
Was it Hoser?
It wasn't Hosier.
Or Hosier.
Yeah, Hosier.
It was a 2015 Grammy nominee for Song of the Year. And wasn't this in a commercial with LeBron? Wasn't he working out or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back when he was a Cav. I'm waiting for the hook. It's coming.
Oh, I was just wondering.
It's like, take me to church.
It's a little bit of a long lead up, though.
It's okay. Here it comes. Shinano and Cap. Oh. Oh, no, they do the amen thing, yeah.
You get amen first.
Yeah, the amen. I think it was for Beats.
Amen. It was.
Right?
Yeah.
And then this is like, you see him working
take
out.
Take me to church. So I'd say this, all this guy has is one song?
Hosier?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, he's a one-hit wonder for sure.
Hosier sounds like a deodorant brand.
It's also International Chocolate Day.
Oh. Ooh.
Well, if you want chocolate, you want International Chocolate.
Yeah, you do.
You know, if you have milk chocolate,
oh, don't start
you're a child.
Again.
You're
don't
a child.
Don't start this again.
No, yeah.
I mean, listen.
There's nothing like Hershey's milk chocolate around the holidays.
Not me. It's George.
And it's like, and it's just like if you have pizza and it's just, I mean, look, everybody likes cheese. It's like the base layer. But, you know, when you're an adult, you want some toppings on there.
Yeah, but Lindsay made the best point when we got into this. If you try the cheese and it's good, you know that everything else will be good.
Right. That's
you try
benchmark.
The cheese and it's
well, no
good.
I'm not saying it's fine as the base layer, but I'm saying like eventually you got to move on to something else.
You want something more exotic.
Correct.
I like a nice pepperoni, mushroom, and green bell pepper.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The mushroom and the green bell pepper. Okay? I'd like a little meat the bowl with some onion.
How about some prosciutto?
Red onion?
Mm. It could be white onion.
Yeah, red onion's going to make that thing pop.
Yeah?
Bam!
We should have some of that. We just need a keto crust. Do you guys know that on Friday?
You blaze pizza. You
no,
know.
No.
Yeah, that's right. Did you get it?
No, here's what happened on Friday when we were out at Black Gold.
Yeah.
Out at Black Gold Golf Course.
Yeah.
When we were there,
yeah.
I called that Blaze Pizza in Yorba Linda.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
you were on the phone when I was in the bathroom.
Right, I'm on the phone because like
hold on. I'm literally at the urinal. And all of a sudden I hear Cap's voice like talking. Yeah, yeah, I want like a keto crust pizza.
Right, right. So the lady, very nice on the other end of the phone. She was, okay, let me got it. I okay, it's a meatball, onion, keto crust, done. We'll have it ready for you. In how long should it take?
Well, it was raining in Yorba Linda. I know their pizza places get busy from personal experience.
It's a Friday night.
Friday night.
Yeah.
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Probably 47 minutes.
45 minutes. You are very close. 45 minutes. And I said to the lady, I go, well, I'm like 5 minutes away. Can I get you to make it like right now? And she's like, no, it doesn't work that way. She goes, it goes into a queue. And then by going into the queue.
That's a queue. It's supposed to be an R. That's from Boogie Nights.
Very
for
nice.
For everybody that knows that.
So I didn't get the pizza. I never got it.
What do you mean?
I never.
Well, it was 45 minutes.
Right.
You had to get home to reach.
I was 5 minutes away. I'm like, can't you guys just make it right now? She's like, no, it goes into a queue. It's not like I can walk up to somebody and go, hey, put this one up front because he's coming in right now.
Right, right.
It was like, no, it goes into a queue and it goes in order.
Well, especially at those corporate pizza joints. They're not
right.
Gonna...
People ordered it in front of you. You wanted your pizza to be done faster than the people that called earlier.
Say.
It wasn't about cutting the line. It was just like
No,
that's
exactly what it was.
No, it was more like, oh, but I'm just going to be there in like 5 minutes. And she's like, well, it's going to take 45 minutes. I'm like, okay, forget it. Thanks anyway. So I didn't get it.
You wanted to cut the line.
I mean, if that's
so
the way
you
guys
drive home
look at
hungry?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did. I drove home hungry and didn't eat.
You didn't eat at all?
No, because I was, you know, I'm on this diet now.
Yeah, but you could have had like a steak.
Could have, didn't.
No.
Or like a burger, protein style.
Yeah, protein style.
May have one of those tonight.
Okay. You thinking want some about pistachios? It. I got some in the
No, because Lindsay gave me this delicious, some kind of keto snack, which is just salami and cheese, but it's very good.
And almonds.
Yeah, I'm not eating the almonds, so I don't want to choke on the air like George.
Protein bar.
Nice protein bar. Which protein bar you got there? What kind?
I'll tell you right now.
I think I had one of those earlier today.
It's called Power Crunch?
Yeah, I had one of those earlier.
Power Crunch is nice.
Yeah, I had the peanut butter chocolate one.
So we have the sound, by the way.
Oh, of your neck.
Of my neck being cracked by Cappy.
Your neck is stiff today. We've been
telling you. It's a giant knot.
All the different remedies. And then Cappy went to try to go to work, and it made a cracking noise that terrified the rest of us. All right, now let's
feel that?
Yeah.
You can feel that?
Yeah.
Oh, it does feel nice.
Oh, look at that.
And then it's really deep into the neck.
Yeah.
Show me where in the neck.
Right in there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ew, that sounded so nasty.
I popped
I don't know if
it.
That was my neck or his hand.
No, I popped it. I think I popped whatever is awful. In your neck.
Man, that was loud.
I think I popped it.
That was delicious.
Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
That was really good.
I can't wait.
Oh! I reacted just now the same way I reacted in real time. And I knew it was coming.
But here's how you know. The reason I thought it was his hand, because I didn't really feel anything. But I think that that's how built up it was, that just the release that made that sound.
I think I broke.
Whatever. Oh, my God.
You were like a masseuse / chiropractor there.
A little bit. See, that's what I was trying to tell you about, active release therapy. And so that's what I was doing. I was trying to perform.
It released, and it was active.
Right. And it made a noise. Wow. That is.
I can't wait. You say you're going to put me on. You say you're going to put me on the ground.
Yeah, I'm gonna put Chris on the ground, and then I'm going in with an elbow. I'm going in. Laura?
What could happen next?
I'm ready.
Laura's just going
to. If we just had a social media team here to help us.
Yeah.
Well. Oh, speaking of which.
Uh-oh.
So, listen. We love our partners at LAFC, and you know, their games stream when they have games on the app when they can't be on the radio. And that's totally understandable. I get that. We, for the first hour of the show, we had a YouTube stream for those people who did not, that cannot listen on the app any longer because the game is on or the match is on, which is totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I understand it's not their fault because, you know, it's 5:00, but the social media team just came in and was like, all right, time to go. See you later. And it's like, nobody in management decided that that was a bad idea, that for 2 hours that we were going to have no way for people to listen digitally on this show. Like that.
The show of the people.
No, but that, doesn't that seem ridiculous?
I mean, I you saw I was outraged. I yelled.
You did. You were like really
And all Cappy
upset.
Thought about was like, oh, can we turn the light off now?
Yeah, really. I was like, God, thank goodness.
Right, because
turn
your, eyes are still going to explode bloodshot at 6:00 anyway.
Yeah, we probably got like a 36 minutes until that happens.
Right. But now with the light off, maybe I can get it all the way to 7:00.
Yeah, Vampire I bet hour. You at 6:00 it still goes.
You think so?
And your eye explodes.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I'm like, yo, what the hell, man? Yo, Tommy, shouts out to you. What happened?
Well, he can't hear us at the moment.
No,
he's
he
on the train.
No, and that's the funny part.
He can't hear us.
Is that he texts you.
No way to listen.
He texts you, right? I can't hear the stream, right? So you send them to the YouTube channel, and 2 minutes later, it's ripped off.
Yeah, sorry, community.
I'm looking on our YouTube channel here.
Yeah, and they got like Travis and Sleewood, Mason and Ireland all day, and it's like, what, our show? Just that's it? An hour? See you later?
I'm trying to find
it. I mean, when people think I make this up when I say that our show gets the short end of the stick constantly by management around here, it is absolutely a thing. Whether it's conscious or subconscious, it is the reality of the situation. I'm not accusing anyone of being conscious, although sometimes
it kind of sounds like it, yeah.
Although sometimes it does feel that way. But it certainly happens more than anywhere else on any other godforsaken show on this godforsaken radio station.
Godforsaken, huh?
It's an outrage, as somebody once said.
But yet, we're still the show of the people. And Cappy's still host of the year.
And man of the people. Don't forget about
and
that
And man
one.
Of the people.
I mean, thank God Laura's using her phone. I mean, we're at least posting Chris getting his neck broken by you.
I don't know about broken, but whatever is in there, whatever,
God, that's so
whatever
awful.
That knot is... I busted that thing up.
Yeah, we're going to be able to play that at Mandy's, too, now. We will be able to play that video because Laura has it.
I got you guys.
See? Not the social media team. They're nowhere to be found.
Cappy.
You should sell them the footage.
I mean, it's out there already, so you know they could just rip it from there.
We put this footage on Twitter?
Yeah.
It's on Twitter.
Yeah, it's on community. Circle of Trust.
Got Speaking it. Of social media, I saw the LA Times. They did a roundtable about like the quarterbacks here in Southern California.
Mm-hmm. When you say... quarterbacks in Southern California, are you intimating that it's beyond just the two NFL teams?
No, the two NFL teams.
Oh, okay.
So it's basically the Rams, you know, Stafford and Herbert. And,
yep.
You know, of course, the majority of those guys picked Justin Herbert. But I think the fascinating part about all this is I decided once I saw this and Lindsay brought it to my attention, Justin Herbert was trending on Twitter also, mm-hmm. like Mike Martz was earlier. And
does Mike Martz also not like Justin Herbert?
No. I don't know if he
had never liked that
him.
Guy.
But your boy Rich Gannon,
uh-huh.
he's your boy,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like fawning over Justin Herbert, did like one of these like film breakdowns as to why he's so great. There's all these stories out there about how he faced all this pressure during the game against the Raiders, but still didn't get a sack. And they were showing how he literally just moving around in the pocket. Was able to kind of keep the team afloat, whatever, this, that, and the other. So there's a lot of love towards Justin Herbert. And I was on this bandwagon last year. I feel like now everyone's starting to come along. And now I'm feeling like, I don't know if I want everybody to come along with me. I liked being kind of the hipster Justin Herbert guy last year.
So this was a round table discussing who's the better quarterback.
Yeah, who would
Stafford?
You rather have right now, like one season, for one season?
It's not
this
even,
season for a Super Bowl
right,
run.
Right, one season Super Bowl run. I think it's no question I'd rather have Justin Herbert.
Well, right now, if I were looking at the two of these quarterbacks, regardless of the fact that Stafford now has a Super Bowl ring and you can't turn on your television without seeing Stafford on a commercial as if all of a sudden he's Peyton Manning or Drew Brees, I look at the elbow for Stafford,
yeah,
and I look at the mobility for Herbert.
Right, and the youth.
Yeah, and you say it's not even really that much of a debate, is it? Like, for me, it's a no-brainer. Justin Herbert is in his third year, and has, frankly, even though he hasn't made it to the postseason yet, he's taken the league by storm.
Had to take that one.
Well, it's true.
He had to sneak that one.
It is true.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, but I'm saying it like this.
It's not his fault.
Well, I mean, listen, Stafford didn't win the Super Bowl on his own, but he's got that on his resume now.
Yeah.
So even with Stafford's resume being what it is, 13 years or whatever, and a Super Bowl championship in his first year with the Rams, compared to Herbert, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a lot of people that would argue for Stafford over Herbert.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, well, I'm sure there's some in Thousand Oaks, but...
Perhaps.
Or do you believe on Truth Serum? If we had them on Truth Serum, they would say something else.
Well, we should ask Les Snead.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to answer, honestly. Not.
I thought you were going to tell me, because I didn't see that, I thought you were going to tell me that they were having a discussion about Stafford and Herbert and Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams is a magician out there.
Yeah, I mean, I thought you were going to throw in the UCLA, USC, and I thought maybe that they might have had Stafford behind, like, Caleb Williams.
No, it was just the two. Yeah. By the way, Beto Duran has tweeted in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust, our community on Twitter, which you can join by searching communities and search Sedano and Cap. He said, "Godforsaken bleepery, no respect. From now on, I'm the social media team every Tuesday. You can pay me in cited caps." Now, Beto did something really cool the last couple of days. Is he coming on today?
Yeah, 6:15.
6:15. I want to talk to Beto. Do you know the cool stuff he's been doing?
I saw on Twitter.
Okay, don't actually give it up if you know.
Just tease it. Don't
I just asked you a question. It's a yes or no. It's very binary.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
He's maybe. Trying to figure out what you meant
maybe.
By binary.
Yeah. Maybe.
Exactly.
All right. Radio Tinder next in 2 minutes.
Divinci Tuesday, 5:30 p.m. in the Southland.
All I got to say is that Corporate Greg is on the case.
Corporate Greg.
He's on the case. He's going to kick some ass and take some names.
Corporate Greg.
Asses will be kicked.
On this day in 1976, The Muppet Show. One of my favorites.
Oh, speaking of Corporate Greg, Mason in Ireland, Statler and Waldorf.
They make an appearance, actually, in this song.
Premiered
Greg.
As a regular weekly series on ABC.
There they are.
There they were, yeah.
We play a TV theme around 5:30 for Radio Tinder. It is Radio Tinder time. You can follow her on Instagram or Twitter at Lindsay Baseball. Let it finish.
Ba-dum.
And, of course, thanks to our presenting partner, Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. So the Kentucky Wildcats went into Gainesville this past weekend and defeated the number 12 ranked Florida Gators. So to celebrate, they had themselves a very fitting meal. Well, first, their quarterback, Will Levis.
Levis.
I was going to say that first. Anyway, Will Levis put one of his NIL deals to good use by treating his offensive line to a steak dinner at a chop house in Lexington. And then yesterday...
Oh, which one?
It doesn't say.
Oh, bless you.
I'll find it on his Instagram.
I was just
Instagram.
There. That's why. So I might have been the same place.
I was going to say, you could have been there at the same time as them.
Well, not at the same time, but yeah, might have been the
and
same
wasn't
place.
Wasn't it just this couple days
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, you're right.
Well,
you were, a couple weeks ago. You saying you were just
oh,
there.
Oh, you were there a couple weeks ago. This happened this past Saturday.
Right. But I was just, that's why I was wondering what restaurant it was. But anyway, go ahead.
So yesterday, then Will Levis shared a picture of the incredibly fitting dinner the team's dining staff cooked up, a bacon-wrapped gator.
Gross.
So I thought that
have
was pretty funny.
Yeah, disgusting.
And that's my
what
question.
What is that disgusting?
Horrible.
It's a little gamey, but it's not like, but it doesn't taste like terrible.
So I
did they fry it up?
No, I had it on a grill of some kind.
No, you got to fry it up.
You do?
Yeah.
So I am petrified of alligators.
I mean, most people are.
No, no, but like...
are you?
Oh, yeah.
I held one.
Oh, no. I'm talking about like...
Like a baby?
Yeah.
No, I don't mean baby gators. I mean, like, I'm petrified. I grew up in a place where there were alligators in the canals.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I grew up in the same place.
Yeah, but I was like always in this panic that I'd be walking by a canal and a big gator would just jump on me, take me down, roll me, drown me, and eat me. Yeah. And then they'd have to go find the alligator, cut him open, and pull me out, even though I was already dead.
Yeah.
Because the alligator ate me.
Yeah.
And drowned me.
Yeah.
So I'm very afraid of alligators. Mom. Yeah, I'm very afraid of alligators. Yeah. And then somebody cooked one, like a full gator.
Yeah.
You know, like you take a pig and you just cook the full pig?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Full gator.
Yeah.
And like, you got to try this. I'm like, I don't want to eat a big lizard.
Yeah.
but there's the drop.
It is a great drop.
Yes, it is.
But
does Rachel have the same opinion? She doesn't want to eat a big lizard?
I'll ask her. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm not down with eating gators.
That's a no.
I'm not down with eating gator.
Okay.
It's like eating shark. You ever eat shark?
I've never had shark.
Not good.
Octopus?
Yes.
Octopus is good.
Yeah, shark not good.
It can be a little chewy though.
Yeah, but you gotta put like you gotta get a little char on it on the grill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta grill octopus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gator, bad.
I mean, I don't think it's good, but I don't think it was bad. Like it's fine.
I guess it's just my fear
and
of gators.
It's just fried. Like anything fried, like honestly, will taste pretty good.
My cowboy tastes boots are lizard.
Okay. I don't have a problem with lizard cowboy boots. I rock them.
Well, you said the
you're anti lizard.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't like Geico either?
Oh.
That's a gecko.
That's a different. Gecko.
Yeah, but he's still a lizard.
He's related to a lizard, but he's not actually
a
lizard.
Yeah, but a gecko is a lizard.
Is it part of the lizard family?
Yeah.
You sure about this?
Pretty sure.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
All right. What's next, Lindsay?
So Kanye West says that he wants to break away from corporate partners and operate his fashion empire independently. Yee told Bloomberg that he no longer wants to work with Adidas and Gap after his contracts expire. He said, quote, "It's time for me to go it alone. It's fine. I made the company's money. They made me money. We created ideas that'll change apparel forever. Now it's time for Yee to make the new industry. No more companies standing in between me and the audience." So despite their ongoing partnerships, West has publicly criticized these two companies on Instagram. Do you guys think that Kanye would have a successful fashion brand without the help of a big brand like Adidas or Gap? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
Ooh, that's listen to how thoughtful that was.
He's very popular. He's very polarizing. I just think it would have to be, I mean, look, if people like the clothing, they're going to do it. But I do think having that relationship helps. I don't know if it would be as successful, at least initially. Okay. I think he would probably have some level of success, some modicum of success, but it wouldn't have blown up as quickly as it did. Also, by the way, quick 20-second sidebar timeout, or less than that, actually. Geckos are lizards, according to National Geographic.
Yeah, but they can talk. That makes them better.
Yeah.
Well, and they have a cute accent.
Yeah. And they can lick their own eyeball.
They can?
Yeah.
Well, gecko does.
That gecko does. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. I'm on the other side here. I'm going swiping left. I think that Kanye doesn't have the appreciation for the distribution that he has through those retail outlets and their digital sales. And didn't his album come out and the only way you could get it was through him or through
his
little
device?
Yeah. And that didn't exactly succeed,
right.
Did it?
Nope.
So if that wasn't working and people know him from his music, all of a sudden everybody's just going to go directly to him to buy his clothes. And by the way.
Yeah, but clothes are, I mean, most people now buy clothes on, a lot of people buy clothes online now.
But the sweatshirt that he has with the Gap, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it like super ridiculously expensive?
All of his stuff is pretty expensive. I mean, like his Yeezy shoes are like, you know, just for like the regular sneakers, they retail at like $300-$400.
Yeah. Hey guys, the Gap sweater, the Gap hoodie is like over $120.
See?
For a hoodie.
See?
Let's just say that if you had those really ugly slides that he makes that are super popular, just like those, they look like moon slides. Take Adidas out of that. They're just like big baller brand shoes.
Well, that's
aren't
what
they?
I was gonna say. I would rather have the big baller brand shoes myself.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's,
yeah, I would.
Without Adidas, you know.
Oh, well, maybe not. Yeah, but I'd still rather have them.
But LeVar Ball promised Keyshawn those shoes like 7 years ago.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Never lost.
All right, what's next?
I'd much rather have the triple B.
I probably would too.
I have a triple B shirt still.
Mace,
you should rock it.
I do rock it every once in a while. Need some.
What do you have, Laura?
I'll hook up if you need some for that.
For a big baller brand?
Just like free, yeah.
You have big baller brand stuff?
I mean, I don't, but I know someone that does.
Wait,
really?
Mason ordered big baller brand shoes and he never even got them.
Neither did Wiley.
Oh, really?
That was like 2017.
Yeah.
We never saw
him.
He never got them. Oh, well. It was like $300.
You guys don't show coming out, apparently.
Really?
Looking forward to it. But the
it'll be so big you won't be able to see it.
But the
love you, Marcel.
When I wear the triple B shirt, it's always a conversation starter. 100% everywhere I'm at, no matter where I'm at. Somebody's like, oh, is that big baller brand? I swear to God. It's hilarious. What's next, Linz?
All right, so we all know that Drake is a massive basketball fan, and he's also an avid player,
yeah,
and he's deeply passionate about hooping.
Now,
his...
you're saying player or like playa?
Player.
Oh,
I mean, he's I think he's a playa.
I don't
right?
know.
Is I think he is. That's like word on the street, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah, he's deeply passionate about his SBL Rec Basketball League.
Yeah.
And he
What's SBL stand for?
You know, I'm not sure, Cap.
Okay.
South Bay Lakers?
I'll look it up.
Pretty
good.
South,
yeah, we'll go South Bay Lakers. His rec basketball league, and he recently won the championship in the league for the second year in a row, so he decided he wanted to treat his team and celebrate. On his Instagram stories, he showed off a massive championship ring, which he bought for all of his players on his team that reportedly cost about $100K. And he enlisted Jason of Beverly Hills, the ring designer.
This guy, Jason of Beverly Hills, there's nobody who makes a championship ring other than Jay?
Well, he does a lot of them. He did the Raptors championship rings. You know, Drake got one of those. So he helped create these awesome Rec League $100,000 rings.
Dude, look at these rings. Hold on. Back-to-back champions, by the way, is on there. I think it's huge.
They're super fancy, definitely over the top. So what's the fanciest over the top thing that you guys ever got somebody?
Oh, got somebody?
Yep.
Oh.
The fanciest over-the-top thing that we've gotten somebody.
Yeah. Because, you know, he got these for his players, so, you know.
Just like random situation? Or it could be any gift?
Any gift.
I mean, I guess.
Ever buy someone like a car or like a $100,000 ring, you know?
No. $100,000 ring. What do you think, we're Drake?
I feel like that's something that Cappy would.
Cappy, you
attempt.
Bought somebody a car. Well,
yeah.
Not your kids.
No, you bought your kids' car.
Yeah. Yeah. I will tell you guys that
you need to cut these kids off, Cappy.
Oh, dude, that's happening. That is absolutely a conversation that's
Rachel?
Happening right now. That's happening.
No.
Well, it's just the conversation is what do you
as, now, Rachel as your girlfriend or Rachel as your accountant?
Both.
Yeah, right. I mean, they're one and the same, really. but it is true. We're having this conversation now, like. You know, because what
Sanctuary Basketball League, according to Beto, is what he says.
Sanctuary Basketball League.
Yeah.
Where's that at? Where
that's
play?
Drake's league.
Sanctuary. Yeah?
Where can I watch them play?
I don't know, man.
Do they have a TV rights
probably
deal?
Probably somewhere in Canada.
Okay. So, exotic gifts, huh? George, you got anything good?
Anything wait, no. Don't, we're not letting you off the
You're
hook
not letting
here.
Me off here?
Rachel wants to cut off the kids?
Not cut them off. It's just more like what Ramona was talking about during Super Crosstalk. She got done at Stanford. She had all these big, you know, student loans.
Yeah.
She moved back into her parents' house, and for 5 years, she paid off her student loans. I want to have a house that can accommodate my kids so that when they graduate college, they could actually come back and we could all live together again. And she's like, are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
Like, the whole goal is downsize so they can't come back.
Correct. Yeah, why do you want them all coming back? And would they actually come back?
By the way, the size of Cappy's house now, they could come back and we could all live there.
That's nonsense.
It's a large house.
Cappy, you bought that house a long time ago.
No, this is the new house.
Oh, the new house?
Oh. Yeah, he just recently moved.
Yeah.
That's remember he switched the cable?
The floors that got all flooded?
No, that was the other house.
Oh.
It was a different house.
So you got rid of that house?
Yeah, got rid of it.
With Cox Cable, remember?
Yeah, this is the new one with Cox.
Oh, I didn't know you got a new house.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He talked
you got
about
a new
it.
House with Cox?
Cox Cable.
Yeah.
That old moved. House had Spectrum Cable.
Where has
and
Romano
the backyard
been?
Is amazing.
Yeah. Remember he moved the whole weekend was like a whole thing.
Well, I remember
him moving.
You moving, but I thought that was like a temporary place.
No, I had no. to just, I just gave
weren't
up.
You living also in a temporary place?
I did for a short period of time, yeah. Temporarily, as a matter of fact.
Right. So you got a new house, and you want a bigger house than this house?
No, I actually want to add to this house, and I want to like build like a whole ADU in the back. I want to have like a kids' complex in the back.
I mean, do they want to come back?
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
I just want to be prepared in case they do.
I
you want them to come back. You want to bribe them to come back.
Yeah, but they don't want to be back.
Good. I don't know yet. I don't know if they do or they don't.
If that
don't
was
it's
me,
a beautiful house. That backyard was
why don't
amazing.
You ask them?
In my mid-20s, I'd be going back.
That fountain in the back?
You like that?
Oh, that was nice.
Bought it like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, with the fountain.
Did you sell the other place with the messed up floors?
Yeah, they just, here, have it.
Yeah, but it's a boom. He still made tons of money.
Oh, you know, yeah, so? He bought that one like when the old Scott and BR show money. Yeah,
that
yeah.
Thing's
back
done.
When I was making real money.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah. When radio was just giving yeah. away money.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it was the 90s. And
yeah,
it was like,
now they're so tight-lipped.
Yeah, yeah, but he had skim, too. He had all kinds of skim.
Oh, yeah, you had all sorts of sided stuff.
Yeah.
Other stuff that
oh,
I like
just
sided.
Wait, though. Just wait. When I sell sided.
Yeah. Then you can buy the house with the, you can buy each kid a house.
No. Then I'm buying Russell Westbrook's house.
There you go.
Cappy, you go. I want to get in on sided.
A Brentwood hello.
Yeah, that's yeah. what I'm doing. I'm buying Russell Westbrook's place.
Okay.
Can I buy like a piece of sided? Like you can buy a piece of a Bitcoin?
You buy a small little share.
You should tokenize sided.
Let's do it, Cap.
I'm not okay? even joking.
It's a good idea.
Serious.
Let me tell you, 4 years ago, I walked around to a bunch of my investors. I went, you guys heard of Bitcoin? They're like, no. I'm like, you heard of cryptocurrency? They're like, no, I think what we're going to do is we're going to actually create a coin around this. And they're like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. 4 years later, they're all like, that was really smart. Wish you would have done that.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I listen to you idiots.
You should tokenize sided right now.
Okay. I'll do it right now.
Okay.
I don't know how, but
let's
I'm going to.
Let's go. We get NFTs, sided NFTs.
I'm going to tokenize, yeah. is what I'm going to do.
All right. That is Big Deal, No Deal each and every day at 5:30. Coming up next, can Craig Kimbrell actually turn us around a little bit? You think he's turning people around?
I think so.
I mean, he's letting it go.
Indeed, he is.
You know? And by the way, Radio Tinder is presented by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Award-winning small batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and do what I do. Demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. So Craig Kimbrell, is he back in the good graces? We'll tell you next.
Sit out on Calf Live Imaging Tuesday. One of the music videos that helped make me a man. On this day in 1997, the number one hit, Mariah with Honey.
Laura, what was that you said in my ear?
TMI, Chris. TMI.
No, when she was running around that beach. Oh.
Gross. I don't want to know what you
were doing. She was beautiful in a way.
Well, she's still beautiful.
No. Hold on. Of course she's still beautiful. I would say she was, back then, she was beautiful in a way that I don't think anyone had ever seen like someone like her.
Right.
Like, she was so unique. Her look was so unique that it was like stunning. Is the way to describe it.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No?
It's like, hey, she's hot.
Well, no. That's very simplistic.
Yeah, very simplistic. Yeah.
Would you want somebody to refer
to... She was
to,
exotic looking.
Would you want somebody to refer to one of your daughters as, oh, she's hot, or, oh, wow, she's stunning?
Now, is this before or after
this
she comes
This was after
back?
Tommy
No,
Mottola.
Before or after she comes back to his, live in his house.
Right.
After
I need to know if these guys come back and live with me.
Oh, that's right. I got to add them on Instagram.
You got to add who on Instagram?
Your daughters.
You're going to add them?
Yeah, I need to. I should.
You want to follow my daughters?
I think that's normal. We're a team.
Go ahead. Feel free.
I met one of them.
Yeah. My daughter.
Which is the one you brought to the romper game?
That was Jillian.
Jillian.
Yep.
That's where they just went to college.
She's at Boise State. The one that just went to college is Jaden.
Jaden, the one to Tulane.
She's at Tulane.
Yeah.
And then you met Julia the other night, Chris.
Yeah. Okay.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Mishpucha.
Right. Whole mishpucha.
Hey, by the way, be part of our mishpucha here. All this week on Sedano and Cap, we're giving away passes for a behind-the-scenes tour of SoFi Stadium. Get an exclusive look at all the areas of the stadium, including team locker rooms, premium suites, post-game interview rooms. You can run through the players' tunnel and more. Listen throughout the show all week, including today, for your chance to win. We're going to give away a pack here in the last hour of the show. So, Cappy.
Yes, George Sedano.
I was going to ask you a question about Craig Kimbrell.
Ask me.
Now, we touched on this the other day where he has, ever since he started using the song Let It Go
right.
to come out of the bullpen.
Try some of that popcorn. It's good. Take it with you. You want some salami? You want some of my salami?
Can you cut that up? Just him saying, you want some salami? You want some of my salami? Just separately, two different drops, please. Thank you. So Craig Kimbrell,
yep.
He's been coming out to this song.
Mm-hmm.
He's been letting it go and letting it fly, and things have been going well. Now, do you believe he has gotten back in the good graces of Dodger fans? And look, Dave Roberts has always had his back, but I feel like come postseason, had he continued to pitch the way he pitched, there might have been a real question as to what they would have done from a closer perspective.
Yep.
But do you believe he has put himself in a position to say, yeah, I trust him now the moment?
Let me answer your question with a question.
Okay. I love those.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah, I really hate that.
Is he back? Would you like him? Would you accept him? Would you tolerate him? Would you feel confident with Craig Kimbrell?
So here's what I would do.
Because the reason I'm asking it like that is this reason. You know, you said early in the season.
He was toast.
He's gone.
Yeah.
He's done.
Yeah.
It's over. Forget it. Get him out of here.
Right.
You know, and start looking for alternatives as to what the Dodgers.
By the way, Kenley Jansen, that alternative at the time. Yeah. Lindsay, what are people in Atlanta saying about Kenley Jansen right now?
Oh, they're begging the Braves to, like, demote him as the closer. Like, please stop making Kenley Jansen save games for us.
But what's happened here is that the Dodgers had a closer in Kenley who was part of...
Why did you make him Ken Lee?
Two names. K-E-N-L-E-E. That's the way I'm calling him. The Dodgers had a guy who was part of the fabric of their clubhouse. Ken Lee. K-E-N-L-E-E. Two separate words.
I love the way you did that. Like, it was like, Ken Lee.
Kind of like Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
You know? So, Kenley Jansen was a part of the Dodgers fabric. Can we agree on that?
He was, yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
And the Dodgers they've hung in there on certain guys.
Mm-hmm.
When Max Muncy wasn't performing earlier this year, mm-hmm. they hung in there with him. When Cody Bellinger wasn't really producing.
I mean, Craig Kimbrell too.
And so for me, I look at the Dodgers and I know Dave well enough.
You do. You know him super well.
Know him well enough to know that he's one of these guys who's ultra loyal to his players, you know, has their back, believes in them. And I think that Dave Roberts will look at Craig Kimbrell and what's happened since he changed the song, which, by the way, I don't know that the song has a whole bunch to do with it, but it just so happens that he was not pitching well, changed the song. Now he's pitching really well, hasn't changed the song. He looks like he's back to being good. When I say being good, I don't mean like who he was 7 or 8 years ago. So I'm asking the question back to you because you were the one that was really anti-Kimbrell early on.
Yes, I was. And I would say I would give him a very short leash is what I would say. I would say, okay, you know, he's got the hot hand at the moment. And I don't have another great alternative at the moment. So even though I'm still big on Yency Almonte, mm-hmm. That would still be my guy if it were me. But I think that you just kind of, he's earned enough more recently to say, all right, I'll give it a shot. But I'm not married to it.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that the reason Kimbrell has performed well of late
mm-hmm.
is because even though you're in the closer role and that is a high pressure situation?
Yeah, high leverage, yep.
But there is no high leverage. There is
at
no...
At the moment because they're cruising. Is
correct.
Yeah.
So here, I'll give you an example. So are you watching... Because I don't think anybody else is, but are you watching what Mike Trout has done in the last week?
7 straight games in the home run.
Right, but it's not just the
home
runs.
He's one away from the record.
Yeah, it's not just the home runs. It's all the stats that go with the home runs.
Yeah.
Like, with the 7 home runs, that's kind of the flashy thing.
Yeah.
But there's so much more. He's hit .393, Trout, in the last 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
7 home runs, 11 RBIs. His on-base percentage is .433, and his OPS, which I know you like to get geeky into the numbers.
Yeah, on-base plus slugging.
1.214.
Yeah.
You rarely
see a one in front
of the point.
Yeah.
So Trout has been out of control recently.
Yeah.
But why?
Because you're saying there's no pressure.
Season's over.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
I mean,
he kind of performs at an incredible level, they haven't been competitive, and he's always performed.
I know, but earlier this year, when they were in it, he was playing well.
Yeah.
They went through the losing streak. They fired the manager.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Then he got hurt.
Yeah.
And so the season went down the tubes.
Yeah.
Now, if you're Mike Trout, no matter how great he's been in his career, there's no pressure. You're just playing for fun.
Yeah.
So I wonder for Kimbrell, is it because there's no pressure? When he was not pitching well, this is 40, 50 games ago.
Right. His last 8 appearances, he hasn't allowed a run.
So the Dodgers are so far and away ahead of everybody.
Who is he? Is he the guy that the last 8 appearances, or is he the guy that we saw for the previous, you know, 30 appearances or whatever?
He's the guy who he is now because he's worked his way into being this guy, whether it's because there was no pressure or because, you know, they changed the music. Whatever the situation is, he's who he is now.
Right.
The question is, mm-hmm. when you get back into those pressure situations, when you're on the mound and you're playing against Atlanta,
right.
or the Mets, or whoever it is, maybe it's the Phillies, could be the Padres, might be the Brewers, whoever it is that you see in the postseason, does he revert back to what he was when all of a sudden the pressure's on?
I mean, he's had stretches during the season. This has just been the longest stretch of no runs given up, right? He's had six or seven games or six, seven appearances in a row where he's done that. But then all of a sudden he's getting bombed for 2 and 3 runs in an inning. You know, like that hasn't happened yet. But what you're saying is you think that when the pressure gets ratcheted up come postseason time, that perhaps could rear its ugly head again.
Could. Or because he's gained so much confidence
that it just boils over.
That he's back. And you now have a career closer, a guy who has been a reliable career closer.
You know what? It's funny because when he was not pitching well, remember we were like doing, you know, that thing he does where he hangs his arm.
Yeah, so stupid.
Yeah, and we're like, I hate that thing.
Right, now
it
kind of
reminds me of, remember Major League 2 when they signed Parkman?
Okay.
And then, you know, when he was with the Indians, like, you know, he did the little, like, shake his butt a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when he went to the White Sox, they're like, I hate when he shakes his butt.
Well, it's kind of like Russell Wilson last night. When he showed up at the game in that goofy suit, you're like, hey, that's kind of a cool suit going in. And then when he came out in the same suit, you're like, dude, you guys just lost.
Yeah.
That suit's not so cute.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people thought it was a cool suit going in, just saying.
I don't know. I thought it was okay.
I'm sort of on the side of I think Russell Wilson's cool, and I know most people are on the side of he's really corny. I'm moving closer to he's corny.
Yeah. Coming up next, the weekend that was in the National Football League, it was out of control. And if you were a home dog this past weekend, unless your name was the Rams, it was a good weekend. Now, does it last? We'll tell you what the numbers say next.